flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As soon as Jalen Hurts starts talking, we will bring it to you.
After the top five.
Live.
Yeah, if he cuts into the top five.
Can you imagine? With the heat already between you guys.
Yeah, I know.
If he starts talking.
Like when he put his ear up after the run on Sunday, I thought that was directly at us.
Yeah, oh, it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
But if he gets me back in the middle of this segment, with the amount of accountability that has to be bestowed, I think that's the right word, upon one WIP host.
Yeah. You did use the word bestowed there.
Thank
correctly.
You. Yeah, never a doubt.
All right, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what have you today, my five favorite pieces of audio from the last couple of days. Now, number five, Spike, you're going to have to help me with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you heard this guy's voice. His name is Luke Nichols.
Yes.
Who is a WIP producer, but more does overnight stuff on the weekends. One of the newer, younger kids around here.
Never even heard of him.
Has a crazy deep voice.
Yeah, so when we were off, I actually turned it on one day, and I was like, it sounded like it was fake. Ike, his voice is so deep, it sounds like it's altered. And Wolfie, our buddy who works for the Stern Show, sent me a text, and he's like, I need him. I need him for Stern. I need Howard to hear his voice.
And we're talking about this is not just your regular old radio show.
This is Stern. This is what I grew up. This is what the Howard Stern Show is. What made me and. You're talking to somebody who grew up with his father as a big time radio show host. Me, Howard Stern was what made me want to do this. So the fact that Howard Stern wanted to talk to friggin' Luke, who I don't even think I've met him.
Right.
So anyway, so we got Wolfie Luke's info, and then Luke was on. They had him on.
Yeah.
On the Stern Show. Yes.
Yeah. And here's how a little bit of it sounded.
Maybe you got a shtick. Let's give this guy a word. By the way, have you ever been on the radio?
Yeah, I worked for WIP in Philadelphia, actually, a sports radio station. So the last hour talking about Philadelphia sports fans, I related to it very much and understood everything you were saying.
Are you one of those odd-looking guys that's way too tall and you kind of... Because you got such a bizarrely deep voice.
No, I don't think. I mean, I'm about 6'2", white, kind of skinny and awkward looking. I'm not freakishly tall, so kind of normal looking, I guess.
Yeah, because you sound like you're 7'7", and you got gigantic hands and feet.
I was gonna say Lurch or something.
Andre the Giant or anything. No.
You rang.
So. You know, what he sounds like to me is there was a guy that used to call up, and I think Stern's had two Bigfoots, but the Bigfoot from my era was used to be a bouncer at 15 North in Westchester, that bar in Westchester. And he was in that movie Bubble Boy or whatever with Jake Gyllenhaal, that guy.
Bubble Boy.
But he does sound, Luke does sound like one of those guys like George Murison. That's what he looks like. But he doesn't look like that.
No, his voice is crazy.
Yeah.
His voice is absolutely crazy.
So congratulations to Luke for making it on the Stern Show.
And you always remember where you work.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a big mention.
Yes, he said the name.
said the name. My fourth favorite piece of audio of the last couple days is there's nothing quite like seeing Giants fans watch Saquon Barkley.
Mm.
And this kid watching Saquon on like a live stream, I thought it was a perfect reaction.
Come on, dude. I can't watch him, man. I can't watch him. I've been trying all year to hate watch, but every time I watch a Philadelphia Eagles game, this man goes off every time. And every time I get reminded that we paid Daniel Jones instead of Saquon Barkley. I get reminded that every time, man. I don't get it. I don't understand how everyone else saw that we should have paid this man except the guy that had to pay him. And he paid Daniel Jones instead of Saquon Barkley. And I'm sick every time I watch it. I get sick when I watch this.
Break out the sad violin.
Yeah. Poor guys. Well, you know what's sad? They could have just paid both of them. Is that Saquon Barkley makes $12 million a year. It's not like they could have paid them both.
Yeah, and the contract that Saquon wind up signing, they could have given Saquon that. They gave that to Daniel Jones in a signing bonus. Like,
yes, yeah.
Yeah, they could have easily done both.
They just chose not to do it.
Yeah.
Who are Giants fans rooting for on Sunday?
Oh, they have to be rooting for the Commanders.
Oh, it's coming Sunday? Yeah, they hate us. We are the Giants' number one rival. Check this out. Daniel Jones and Sterling Shepard were at the game Sunday.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I bet Daniel Jones and Saquon are cool.
Yes.
They have to
be. They
are
good friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. How about that?
They don't have to be, but they are.
Yeah, no, I think they are, though. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Guess who's going to be the backup quarterback next year?
Daniel Jones?
Look, don't say I would love. I mean, come on.
Well, he brought it up.
I would. He... Look, I'm just going to say this.
You going to do the stats comparison?
I'm just saying, because everyone loves to do the stats with Jalen and Josh Allen.
Yep.
Just look at the year that Daniel Jones went to the playoffs and won that playoff game, 2021, mm-hmm. and played with Saquon. Mm-hmm. Look at the stats from Daniel Jones that year and Jalen this year. And that isn't to say that Daniel Jones is as good as Jalen. That's not mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Jones ran for 700 yards that year, completed 68% of his passes, threw for 3,200 yards. I'm just saying, if you want somebody to run, what we talk about with Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett is that you have to change the complete offense.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do that with Daniel Jones.
Well, he does have the same athleticism.
He can run.
Jalen has
whatever.
And probably faster than Jalen.
And I think so, actually. I think I don't think Daniel Jones is a starter. I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl, any of those things. But as a backup quarterback here, as a reclamation project, I would have no problem with Daniel Jones.
Yeah. How long would it take you to say Daniel Jones should be the starter?
I'm not a big Daniel Jones guy.
Okay.
Because in his.
I couldn't tell.
No. In his.
Are you a Dable guy?
I am a Dable guy.
But, I go down that road.
So am I.
But as far as Daniel Jones goes, I've been around him. He doesn't like, you know how Jalen Hurts does exude confidence, and you mm-hmm. like that from a quarterback. Daniel Jones does not. And that, I think, is tough, right? Like he
it's hard for him to inspire the other guys.
Yes, but I think as far as a backup quarterback goes, I think he is more talented than Kenny Pickett is. I think he can run an offense more similar to Jalen Hurts than Kenny Pickett can. And I think you can run, I just think as a backup quarterback, Daniel Jones would be a good selection for the Eagles.
Kenny Pickett under contract next year?
He is. For like $5 million or something.
Would you rather have, all things considered, Daniel Jones or Tanner McKee as the backup next year?
Tanner McKee.
Okay.
Yeah, I would rather have Tanner McKee. I think there's more, based on what my eyes have seen, I think there's more there. But if they're not ready to make him the two or something, I would love to trade Kenny Pickett and have Daniel Jones here instead.
My third favorite piece of audio from the last couple of days takes us to this weekend, where Jolly, as he usually does, gives us a gem.
You tweeted at a 10:45. This was just funny. Huge drive. That is balls. And balls were in all caps.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Jolly.
To me, balls are the key to sports. To me, balls are the key to life.
Huh?
Balls are the key to life.
Well, I mean,
having them is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, as far as being the key to life, from a biological
that's
sense.
That's an obvious
they
statement
are.
There, yes.
Yeah, they are.
They certainly are the key to life. They are.
So the conviction with Jolly says everything is
yes.
part of the Jolly charm.
Yes.
Yes, no doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. My second favorite piece of audio. We talked about Sherelle Parker, Mary Parker, yep, the other day with the Eagles chant. She screwed it up. Well, yesterday she admitted to screwing up the Eagles chant.
Oh, good.
We don't promise perfection. I'm so happy that I never have, especially after I couldn't spell Eagles right.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
I do appreciate.
Let's go, Birds!
I do appreciate her being humble there.
Yes.
Especially when I couldn't spell Eagles right.
Yes.
There we go.
That's a good moment.
The best way to handle it.
Yes.
Yes.
Should have done it on this show.
Yeah,
but
she found a way to get that in there. Like, she planned to have that in there, yes, to make sure it gets addressed, that she knows she messed up the Eagle chant.
And I'm in on Mayor Parker now.
Yeah. Hey, see? It's all about owning accountability.
Up to it. Would love to have Mayor Parker on the show on Friday to do a proper Eagles chant.
Ooh.
and clear the air.
Like that.
And I'm not going to say we're never going to play the screwed up one again, because
we will.
Definitely
it's
are.
It's already a part of the
yes.
It's already in the end of week montage.
Yes. I was going to say, it's already a part of the montage.
But at least she admitted to it. Admitted it. Good humbleness from Mayor Parker.
But my favorite piece of audio goes to John Johnson, who, when we were out, he was roasting us, saying, oh, they take off. Oh, I'm the hardest worker here at WIP. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he, absent from his show Monday morning.
Okay.
Because of some snow.
Oh, and you got to be kidding.
And
me.
Here's what he had to say about it. I mean, listen to the dramatics.
Morning. I was not with you yesterday. Some people know that. Some people do not. Yeah, at a certain point, I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting to work. The snow was just unbearable in the area where I was at, and I did not want to potentially die trying to get to work. It's a bummer. It's what it is. Thank you so much to Hunter Brody, who lives in an area where it didn't get impacted
it's
as
South
much.
South Jersey!
Is he serious? He lives in South Jersey?
Well, Bros lives in South Jersey.
Oh, okay.
He lives in, like, the Chamonix.
Yeah, but I live that direction. We got like 6 inches, seven inches. I shoveled 9, 10 o'clock at night, and then everything was fine.
I don't know. And then the morning show had to come in.
I didn't want to die.
I didn't want to die. That's the one that got me.
It's 3 inches of snow, John.
Yeah. Are we talking about, it's not the blizzard of 96.
Exactly right.
I didn't want to die.
That is egregious.
Come on, Jan Janssen. The night of the divisional round playoff game.
And he didn't come in.
Game versus the Rams. He didn't want to come in and talk about that.
He didn't want to die. You know what? I need to launch an investigation, because what I think was happening here is John Johnson knew the snow was coming. He saw an opportunity. He had a little too much to drink and eat watching the game, and he was in no condition to come in. And he knew he was calling out the entire time. Look, this is like when you're a kid and you see snow's coming and you don't do your homework, and all of a sudden the snow's not as much as you thought it was, so you got a fake
sick. What, we got school?
You got fake sick the next day because you didn't do your homework.
Yep.
That's what happened to John. I need an investigation launched by Rod Lakin right now. Rodney Lakin.
Rodney.
Right now.
Going full name.
Yeah.
It's a tough look for John Johnson.
You snipped that out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Mr. I work all the time. Afternoon show, bunch of slackers.
Yeah.
I know that shift's tough, you know, when there's nothing to talk about.
No doubt about it.
That's a layup show. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
After the Eagles just beat to go to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. You open up the phones. You don't need to do the 7 hours of your
night.
Favorite candy. Yeah.
And he was even miffed. He wanted to make sure Broads did snack of the night. Like, Broads got important business to do.
Yeah.
Broads made it, and you're putting Broads' life in danger?
Wait a minute. He's making sure Broads is doing snack of the night night of the...
Yeah. I mean, come on, Johnson. Lock in for me one time.
Unbelievable.
I didn't want to die.
Stop being a Johnson.
Yeah. I don't think.
There it is. It's 3 inches of snow, John.
What's he doing?
I know. Also, the morning show came in.
Yeah, no problem.
They were driving at 3 a.m.
Yeah, believe me. The camera didn't take off.
I know. That's big of him. Yeah. You know, he was terrified. There's no way he can drive in the snow.
He lives on Columbus Avenue.
I was going to say, he's 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
15 minutes away.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
What is Jalen doing?
Yeah, I know.
So I think Elliot's gave me the heads up. He's like walking to the podium. So it could be any second.
Any second. Well, we wouldn't want to interrupt OK Andrew, but we'll go to him anyway. OK Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do?
What it do? Okay.
So, we're going to set the standard here. What is a quarterback's responsibility? You guys tell me.
I'm not doing this.
Why don't you tell me what a quarterback's responsibility is?
Win the game.
Take care of the ball. Make the right passes. Make the right decisions. Pre-read the defense. Read the defense during the play. And win the game. Jalen Hurts does all of those things. So what else does he have to do?
Nothing.
You guys to consider him
nothing.
A good quarterback?
Nothing. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I would say he's top five. He's probably five.
No, yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yep.
Yep,
I think he is, too. That's a good call. I've made a commitment for the rest of this show. I think you're right. He does actually, he does everything really, really well. There's honestly, I don't think there's anything to criticize, and I think you have it spot on.
The only thing I criticize is get the ball out.
Yeah, no. And I don't think you understand. He wins.
He does win.
Yeah.
If he has to make the plays, look at 2 years ago.
Yeah. And there haven't been any. The best thing is that there haven't been any games between 2 years ago and now to analyze.
No. Spike. So, Jalen Hurts, great quarterback, MVP candidate, 2022, outplays Mahomes in the Super Bowl, has what, 35 total touchdowns.
Wait, didn't you tell me he won? He just wins, right?
He wins. He.
But he didn't win that game. But you give him credit for it anyway.
He was going against Big Red on the sideline.
Here's my question, okay? Yeah, and I want to see if you can explain this to me. If Jalen gets credit for the win, even when he doesn't play particularly well because he's doing enough to win, why don't you pin the loss on him even though he played well in the Super Bowl? Like, why doesn't he get credit for the loss in that situation?
The defense gave up how many points?
No. But you say he does enough to win. He just wins. So I want to know if when he doesn't complete a lot of passes, when he holds the ball too long, gets sacked, all that stuff, but they win, it's enough. Why is it not enough when they lost?
Well, when they lose, maybe one or two games it's on him. The games this season, two games, two drops. One of them he got injured, and the Buccaneers game, all right, maybe you can put a little bit of blame on him, but realistically...
Didn't he throw an interception to end the Falcons game?
Pretty sure that's the one that...
Wait a minute. The last offensive play of that game, what happened for the Eagles?
Okay.
What's that?
Turn the ball over.
Right. Okay. So, you see what I'm saying? I think Jalen is good at a lot of things, obviously, because they've won a lot of games. But, oh, sorry, okay. Jalen's speaking of Jalen, he's talking now.
Jalen, how's the from last game? What have the last few days been like?
I've just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd be able to play like you usually do, like be able to run and do all
that? Every game is different, so just want to take it a day at a time and continue to progress.
How's the finger? Is that getting any better as time goes on here?
Over time, it's gotten better.
Not 100%, though. Not 100%, I guess. What do you see from Washington's defense on film since the last time you played them?
Really well-coached group. They fly to the ball. They affect the passer. Got great defensive backs. I think they're a great team, obviously, to be playing consistent ball like they have. They're a really good team. Really, really good group on defense for sure.
Obviously, you have to focus on the Washington defense, but I'm curious if when you face someone who's having a season like Jaden Daniels, do you pay attention to it? Do you notice it?
In what regard?
And just in general for playing the position.
Yeah, you're always watching ball. You know, you see the game on. We played they played Saturday and we played the next day and doing meetings and passing. You definitely see all the competition out there and everyone going out there and competing. And you know, we know this is a really good team. They got great quarterback, great wideouts, and a well-coached group, so it'd be a great challenge for us.
When you're watching film of their defense, especially from that last game, and you're not in there, how difficult is that? Did you think about if I'm in there, this could have been a different game? Just out of not a shot at Kenny, but just out of
pride in yourself. I didn't think that way. It's about the group and ultimately executing as a group. And sometimes things function differently from player to player, but ultimately it's about winning. And I've always been in support of that.
What was it
trying
like,
to find a way to win?
Sorry. What was it like as a young quarterback having Zach Ertz, a guy like that, a veteran? What did you learn from him? What was it like being around him?
I feel like our time is very brief, but I know he's a very hard worker. Abounded in the weight room, that's for sure. His work ethic and all the time he's been into taking care of his body. The little things that come from just being fresh and ready to go. And he's had a very long and great career being able to, he's still making an impact, a huge impact playing big time ball.
How much pride do you take in the turnaround of this team turnover-wise this year? If you looked at Sunday's game, teams that had zero turnovers are the ones that won. You guys struggled with that early on. How much pride do you take in that you guys turned that around this year?
I take great pride in winning. That's the most important thing. That's the only thing that matters, and it looks different, you know. It looks different, and it's looked different throughout the course of my years here, but it's always been about winning. So winning the turnover battle is important to that. Jaylen, it's very important.
Sorry. With there is a German rookie on the squad of the Commanders who's protecting Jaden Daniels. His name is Brandon Coleman. Did you notice him already? Do you have any thoughts about him?
Center? What position does he play?
Offensive tackle?
No, I have not. I have not.
With your teammates saying you checked out of plays on Saquon's long touchdown runs, how gratifying is that part of the game, and how much does it help to have that control there to be able to do that and enhance, you know, getting a better play like that?
Those are things. I'm just doing my job. And, you know, that's been a big part of our success and being able to get to some of the things we want to when we want. And obviously Saquon being able to make some real – you know, explosive plays, explosive runs in those moments. So just everybody doing their job, you know, guys blocking down the field, getting things set up front, all of it comes together.
How often do you get back into the lounge, and is it important for the quarterback to do things like that?
Depends on who I see in there. Sometimes I get a little triggered and I'll come get you some. A little bit. I won the day. So.
And that was Isaiah Rodgers, or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you raised your arms when Saquon went on that 70-yard touchdown.
And DK.
Sorry.
I don't want to be, like, talking crap about them, you know. Like, they did lose today, though.
Yeah, just raising your arms and a touchdown signal there, like, Barkley's, like, 2 yards off the line of scrimmage. How did you know that play was going to go the distance?
Well, I saw it from my vantage point. I just knew that he was going to hit the crease and go. And some of it is also, a lot of it is our execution and what we've been able to do, but also just the feel of the game, I guess, confidence in him being able to make a play in that moment. And I saw it. We were communicating back there and getting on the same page, and we were able to get everything set so he can make a big-time play.
Being in the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years for you, how's this experience different? I mean, does it seem like you've had to overcome like a lot more challenges to get back here? And how do you approach, you know, just what this feeling is like?
I've taken it one day at a time.
I think that's probably good. We got the injury stuff, which is what we cared about. So to the headline at the beginning, Jaylen said he plans to play, that he went through some of the things today during the walkthrough, and that the knee has gotten better since Sunday, is what he said. And he said, he wouldn't comment really on how limited he'd be, but he plans to play and play like Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
It's all good news. All good news.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, maybe Kellen Moore's not going to get the Cowboys job. Dun, 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 or is this Jerry Jones just screwing with us? Talk about it next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. The Super Bowl is right around the corner, everybody. So, what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest, coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. Now, we all know the Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Women, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I have something to reveal, and I'm hoping it doesn't cause any problems for Ike.
Uh-oh.
So, as you know, Jack, during commercial breaks, our partners, I take a walk around the facility here.
I'll get you back up there.
You know, Jack's talking to Herb there.
Mike's still on. That's good.
And Siri over here thinks I'm talking to Herb.
Going crazy. Everything's going crazy.
I'm talking to Herb.
So I'm taking a walk around the place, you know, say hi, you know, walk around. And occasionally, like Ike and I will cross paths. Ike's got his stress ball that he's bouncing off the walls or whatever. And they don't play us in the hallways here, I think, because we'd be too distracting. They play one of our sister stations, usually the music stations. And I heard Ike, who was just belting out Creed, belting out Journey's Don't Stop Believin' in the hallways.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
man.
It's a good tune.
Yeah, man.
It's a great tune. I heard, what is that? What is falling apart here? I heard, don't stop, like in falsetto. And I was like, who's that?
He's working on the singing, man.
There it is. It's yeah. Ike.
Now, do you still listen to Creed at home? I know you were doing that a little bit over the break.
You know what? It has come on a time or two.
Right. There you go.
You know, I can hit Alexis up and Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexa.
Nope.
I can hit her up.
Say, play a little Creed.
Yep.
There you go. 215-592-9494.
It works.
Justin in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Justin.
Feller?
What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Oh, I tell you what. I don't know about up yonder, but I tell you. It's colder than well digger's ice down here. I've had to work outside all day. I have froze to death.
You didn't know whether to dump that or not.
A whale?
Yeah, that sounded problematic.
Yeah, why don't you just... Yeah.
Did you say whale digger?
A well digger, yes.
Oh, a well. Oh, a well digger. Who's digging for whales?
Yes.
You are ridiculous.
I heard the same thing Jack did.
I'm telling you, I ain't kidding no boys. It's like 5 degrees when I went in this morning. We've had to work outside about all day. I have froze to death. I'm hurting in places I didn't know hurting them. But anyway, I might need to borrow a blue chew too, because I don't know if I can find it.
Yeah, definitely shrink it, Jeff.
I've got a question for all y'all, and I posed it to Jack right off the bat. I'm an Eagles fan. Always have been, always will be. And when the Eagles have success, we're all happy. But why can people not admit, like, when Jalen isn't playing that well? Why can people not say, I would take Josh Allen over Jalen Hurts? I mean, I don't understand that. I'm sorry. If Jalen does well, that means the Eagles are doing well. So I'm pulling for Jalen.
Yeah.
I hope Jalen does well, because we're going to win a Super Bowl if that happens. If he keeps, you know, if he plays better, not keeps playing, but if he plays better, why can people not admit that? That's what's frustrating me. I mean, I get you, that's your guy, and you're going to defend him. And me and Ike did that with Carson until we couldn't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we had to put the Bronco down. Sometimes you got to take it out back and bow, put it down.
You know what it is, man.
I don't know if I went that far, Justin, but yes.
But still, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, why can people just not say, hey, he's not playing that well. Yeah, he wins. Yes, but would we want him to pass for 250, two touchdowns, and rush for one? Hell yeah, I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
would AJ.
Yeah, yes.
And Devontae.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. At this point, to be honest with you, Justin, I'm sort of in just we'll see what happens. I know obviously we can't be that way because we do the show every day, but yeah. I'm just, it is what it is. They're trying to win this way. I hope they do. I don't think he's the best. I think he could do things better, but this is what it is. I don't know why people react the way.
Out.
Yes.
Sir. Here's what's going to be tough.
Yep.
For you and Fritzy Poo in
yes.
there
mm-hmm.
is when they win the Super Bowl.
It's not tough for me.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Well, no. When I say it's tough for you,
yep.
it's the argument against Jalen will be tough.
Because
you will still visually say other guys are better, but if he has two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl win, whether it's over Mahomes or Josh Allen,
yeah.
you're going to have a hard time convincing anybody that those guys, or at least Josh Allen, is better than Jalen Hurts.
I'll find a way. Don't worry.
You know what? At that point, this is what I would say. It doesn't matter to me that
okay.
it does. I don't think I come on and say X quarterback, Y quarterback, Z quarterback. That's not my intention.
Mm-hmm.
My intention is at the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, my perception was the passing game was not good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, and they win a Super Bowl, then great.
What about when we do our quarterback rankings?
Then he will.
Because we do that every year. We do a quarterback rankings every year.
Well, I don't know that the quarterback that wins a Super Bowl automatically is the best quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But as an Eagle fan, he's going to be
sure.
up in that top five list.
Yeah, I would.
It's going to be a long summer.
Yeah.
and the Phillies
See,
better,
Jack knows.
The Phillies better win a freaking World Series to get everything back on track.
See, Jack and I are in different situations in
yes.
that one. My position on Jalen, I think I've been pretty firm, is that the quarterbacks from, I think, 7, 8 to 14, 15
sure.
can switch.
Yep.
Can switch. I've had Jalen at the bottom part of that, but I'm saying that those quarterbacks are generally, from a talent standpoint, in the same.
Mm-hmm.
In the same, he would be higher in it than he is
be
now.
Closer to seven, yeah.
It would be hard for me. The thing that would change for me is mm-hmm. not so much what he is able to do, but can you win with him doing
sure.
it that way?
Sure.
And if they prove that they can win doing it this way, then have at it. I was wrong. I didn't think
do
I would.
You begin to praise him more. There's not a lot of praise.
I
think that's what people want to hear, more praise.
I have in recent days praised him for the things that I think he does well.
Okay.
I've repeatedly said I would trust him in a late game situation. I think he works hard. I don't think he is affected by pressure. I think he's tough. I think he wants to win. Those things, what it would show to me is that those things in this case are more important than what I think his deficiencies are.
Yes.
That's it.
That's fair.
And what I would say on top of that is I think I was pretty, I was pretty hard on Bryce, I think, this summer,
yeah.
generally,
yeah.
you know.
Totally agree.
I want them to, but in the playoffs.
You did not crush him in the playoffs.
I didn't, because
no.
he performed well.
Yep.
So the end of the day is like.
Well, people only remember what they want
yes.
to remember.
Yes. Yeah. The end of the day, I just want them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want them to win the Super Bowl. We all have our favorite players, our not favorite players. You like how this guy plays. You don't
right.
like how that guy plays. But at the end of the day, if they can win a Super Bowl doing it this way, that's awesome, and that would make me happy.
Yeah.
And
in your Hurts jersey. Yeah.
I'll wear a Hurts jersey.
Ooh.
If they win
Ooh.
The Super Bowl.
There you go. What about you in there, Fritzy?
I'm not gonna do the marks.
No, we don't need you to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
No, we don't need you to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
so Walk's already got his Hurts jersey.
Walk's already
yeah.
got
yeah.
the jersey.
I have to watch that every Sunday.
Real quick before I go, I've got a favor to ask. Spike, this Luke kid, I heard him while during the Christmas break I was listening and everything.
Luke, yeah.
Yeah, Luke. Is that his name, Luke?
Yep, Luke.
Yeah, okay. We need this kid to do like the Buffalo Bill thing from Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he sounds just like Buffalo Bill. It puts the lotion on the skin and in the basket.
Who was that actor?
It puts the lotion in the basket. Who played that?
Yeah, who was that actor? Because he wound up playing other stuff.
Yeah, he was in that movie, Heat.
I'm sure we have 500 tweets. Yes. I'm sure we have 500 tweets right now.
Character. He was in Fast and Furious, but anyway.
Here's what I would say, Jack. One day when battle's not in, Luke doing text line.
Ah, I like it.
Yeah, would be great.
That would be great. But my favorite, I guess, what'd you call it?
Trash show.
I like. There's one out now called PD Live or On Patrol Live. That's it. Dude, that's pretty good.
One patrol
they
ride.
They did one out in Arkansas. And you talk about some redneck stuff, buddy. They do some redneck stuff out there in Arkansas.
That's on Justin's public access, I think. I don't think we can get that one up here.
All right, brother.
No, it's on Vice or something like that. Anyway,
okay.
I'll let y'all go. I'll holler at you later. Love you, Gordon.
All right, Justin. You know, we love Justin. I wouldn't take a blue chew in a meeting with Justin. Mm-mm. But if you're trying to get ready for, you know, the romantic time with your loved one, mm-hmm. there is, you know, people are talk about, well, I don't need it. I don't need it. There's no shame in wanting to perform your best. Your partner doesn't care if you take a blue chew to make sure that you are ready to go.
Believe me, she's going to encourage it.
Yes. She'll be like, can you imagine you get the text one day? Hey, why don't you take a blue chew on your way home?
Pop one in on the way home.
Pop one in on the way home. Come on, man. That's the way.
Yeah.
It's the same ingredients, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin. But the best part is it's all online. So no weird doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait three. You know how long it takes to get a doctor's appointment now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the great part, like you mentioned, you know, it's all available online.
Yep.
You know, it shows up in a discreet package.
Yep. All made here in the USA, US of A.
It saves you from a situation like what Chuck and Maneri went through, where he's just buying it at some willy-nilly store.
The guy's going to the corner store.
Say Raheem.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, Blue Chew could have delivered it to Chuck's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is online, but it is, you know, everything's above board there. So what you do is you go to bluechew.com, you type in all your stuff. They have like an online meeting. Don't worry, it's not like face-to-face or anything. You just fill in the stuff with a licensed medical provider, and they find the right ingredient, the right strength, all that stuff. And again, it's chew. So it's not a pill that you have to swallow or whatever. You just pop it in. So you do all that, and then they ship it to you, discreet package, direct to you. It's all done here in the USA, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. You don't have to wait in line in the pharmacy. And talk about cheap. What's cheaper than free?
Nothing.
So just go to bluechew.com, and you get your first month free. Just consult with the licensed medical provider, one of them. You get your first month for free, and then you'll be ready to...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
I like that one, too.
I think I like the other one more.
Really? How's the other one go?
It's time to chew it and do it.
Is that like the package opening?
No, I think it's...
The different kind of package opening.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Yep.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. Twitter question, final check-in, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you know Valentine's Day is coming?
Wow, it's right after the other three.
Yes. We're a full-service show here. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. You're going to do it Valentine's Day? Come on, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commander? 66% say yes and 34% say no. Jack, I'm going to let you choose. Do we want OG or Herb?
I want to go with Herb. I'm sorry, OG. I love you, buddy. But
I would have chosen
no,
OG.
No, I know, but Herb's...
Okay, listen.
Oh.
Okay, I just saw Jalen Hurts right on the TV.
We played the press conference. Herb, Jesus.
I saw he looks great.
He was sitting down.
If the game was tomorrow, he's ready to go. Okay, I've been listening to you guys all day long. When I went over to Cherry Hill Mall, then I went over to King of Prussia Mall.
Whoa.
I've been listening to all you.
Why were you at two malls that are so far away from each other?
Because I had things I had to do.
Whoa.
I had to return something, and I had to buy some other stuff.
What'd you have to buy?
Listen, okay?
You need to know.
This town is hard
Whoa.
To play for.
Oh, okay. Yes.
You understand, okay, these games are tough games. Now
yes.
we're into the playoffs. They get harder and harder as you go, okay? As long as they execute and do the things that I've been talking about, tackling, playing bump and run, not giving 7 or 8 yards off the ball
yep.
and trying to play. We have to be physical this Sunday if we want to play in New Orleans in 2 weeks. So that's all I got to really say. The fans are great and all that kind of stuff. Every game, I don't care if it's a regular season game, an exhibition game, a playoff game, everybody wants the quarterback to throw for 300, 350 yards. It ain't going to be like that. They brought Saquon Barkley. They brought him number
Who?
26.
Who?
They brought him
Who?
For a reason.
Who again? You went out for a second there. What player?
They... Saquon Barkley.
Oh, there you go.
They brought him in here to do one thing, and that is to run the football and to get big yards. And he's done everything in his power and more, okay? And he's put this team on his back. And other players and the quarterbacks put his team on his back. And the wide receivers, when they're healthy, they put their and the tight end, everybody, the line of scrimmage, everybody has done their job. Okay, now we got 60 more minutes to get to the promised land, so we can play in New Orleans. That's it, brother. God bless America.
Wow.
I just got home and I'm icing my right knee and all that kind of stuff.
You and Jalen, huh?
I'm listening to speak right now, but I put the volume down.
Right. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. What happened to your knee, Herb?
I don't know. Woke up about 3 o'clock this morning. I was having a lot of pain, man. Mm. A lot of pain.
Oh, that sucks.
And I couldn't even walk. I went over to get a burger over there at King of Prussia, and I was trying to get up to the get some more soda, and man, I tell you, it was hurting. That thing was hurting, man, my knee. I don't know what I did, but hopefully by the morning it'll be better. I'm going to go over to the Whirlpool, lay in there, go in the sauna.
That'll be a sight.
So you guys ready for Sunday?
Yeah. You're getting us ready, buddy.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yes, sir.
Yippee dippy doo. How's your father doing, Mr. Eskin over there, huh?
Whoa, I'm not Mr. Eskin. I'm just Spike.
I know. You're Spike, though. How's
yes.
your father doing?
He's good, man. You should check in with him. You want me to give you his number?
Yeah, send it to me.
You know, Jack, give Herb Howard's a cell.
Yeah. And give him
actually?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a number.
I accidentally gave it out on the air once, so give it to Herb. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know, maybe talk to him on one of his walks.
He likes to walk a lot up there where he lives up there.
Down there.
Shuffle, yep.
Gladwin.
He does not live in Gladwin, but...
you know, and he moved out of there.
He has never lived in Gladwin.
What he did.
Okay. Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, all good, though. All right, Herb, you got anything else? What did you go to buy at the mall?
Oh, wait till you see it. Ike Reed.
Oh, that's a good fit.
Oh, yeah, good fit.
Wow.
Adidas, all green, baby.
Wow, ooh, you're going to look like a snack in that. Yeah.
Adidas.
Jacket, pants, the shirt. And the girl I know that works in there, she hooked me up with this real new vest, this like off-white vest.
Okay.
It's for the springtime, yeah, with pockets, zipper pockets. Oh, man. You can wear that on a beach, baby. Yeah.
Sweatsuit.
Yeah, boy.
All right.
Okay.
Caribbean, brother. Caribbean.
I feel you.
I hope your knee heals up.
Yeah.
Pats, to be honest. I'm waiting for them. I'm going to put some worries on it.
No, yeah, that's a good plan.
Yeah. Well, maybe what's happening is we're getting, maybe there's a transfer here. Jalen's knee is getting better. And what's happening is like when his wife's pregnant and he gets what's it called, like sympathy,
whatever.
Sympathy sex.
No
wait,
oh. Right. Sympathy weight. No
sympathy weight.
No, it's definitely not sympathy sex.
What happened? Oh, you don't get sympathy sex
when your wife's pregnant.
Oh well, yeah, sometimes. Up to a certain point.
Every sex I get is.
Jack, know what I'm talking about. Should
I
do it?
I would say that every piece of sex in my life is sympathy.
You just happy to be there?
Yeah. All right, Herb, we got to run, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, he's been gone.
All right, Herb.
Yeah, we got Howard's number coming your way.
Yep. Please give him Howard's number. I'm not even kidding. I did the final check-in and Twitter question, right? Oh, yeah. Let's do a text line. Oh.
Text line.
Text line, of course, brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but between the text line and the Blue Chew jingle, I'm doing a damn good job. Battle in the studio.
He's doing an okay job.
I think he's doing a really good job.
Here's what
There's
I want.
Two good Blue Chew jingles.
Yes. I want a Blue Chew jingle that sounds like 80s rock and roll, and I want a Blue Chew jingle that sounds like hip-hop, and maybe a 90s R&B Blue Chew jingle.
You want Battle to do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, he has the voice. He has the AI thing.
All right.
Jack out of it. Okay. What's that?
Man, imagine how much I could have made on the snowballs from 1978. Pull Santa in the North Pole.
It's a good call.
Seriously.
Those would be worth a lot.
Yes.
The snowballs that hit Santa?
The ones that hit Santa. Oh, my God. Imagine the auction for that. What's next?
Trust me, Yoshi's favorite trash show is not Cheaters. Cinemax After Dark.
I can't believe Cheaters is still on the air.
Yeah, they rebooted it.
I never believed that it was... My problem with Cheaters is I always felt like it was staged.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, until the one guy got stabbed.
Oh, did somebody get stabbed?
Yeah.
Didn't a host get stabbed?
Yeah, the host, the original host. Yeah.
Jeff Probst was not the... I'm trying to think of the name of the...
Survivor, right?
Gecko, yeah. Geico.
I don't remember.
Jeff something, yeah. But yeah, he got shanked, man.
It was real then. What's next? Yep.
I got a Jay-Z story. I listened to The Blueprint one time. Broads in South Jersey.
This is the worst Nas story of all time.
It was the worst story of all time. Yeah. I got a Nas story. Oh, I played the album once.
Yeah, when I was a little kid. Oh, congrats. Boy, you keep it the realest. Yeah, guys.
I know Nas.
Yeah. I got a Nas story for you. I read about him in a magazine once. What's
next? Excel.
We can really relate to Spike's frustration at callers not willing to say someone is better than Jalen. Fans of Nikola Jokic.
Oh, wow.
I admitted Jokic was better than Embiid like 2 years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Took you a while.
But I did.
But we got there.
Yeah, I got there.
Even I had to get there.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. He's better. What's next?
Please stop. I can't take any more interview requests for my thoughts on the Eagles. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Imagine how many more requests he's going to get leading up to the game.
Oh, he's going to be swamped.
Jack, you might need the second job booking Kenny's interviews. All right, what do we have Fritz at 6 and then TK, right? What do we have coming up in Fritz at 6?
As the game gets closer, do you get more confident or nervous?
I can tell you, I started the week off nervous.
I know. I started the week off confident. Where do I land?
And we'll find
on
that
Wednesday.
Out Fritz at 6.
Yeah, it's called a tease.
Yeah. All right, that is coming up next. Call Jack, and no matter what he talks about, ask him about Jalen Hurts, because he has committed to not saying anything negative for the rest of the day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. I've been warning you about this cold weather. Been warning you. Winter comes. I knew it. Nobody else did. Now it's 7 degrees and you have these old drafty windows. And how high is your HVAC system turned up, your heat way high because of those old drafty windows. Will you just call Guida? They have a big winter sales event going on right now. 40% off every window and door you buy. It's going to save you money on your energy bills, and you're going to cross it off your list, your to-do list. Oh, it doesn't feel good to cross things off your to-do list. Make Guida on the to-do list. Get 40% off every expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window. You can get free high-performance low-E glass. Every door, 40% off. Insulated entry doors, garage doors, whatever it is. Start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to a year, but it only goes through January, the big Guida winter sale. So what I want you to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. They can give you all the details. And you can schedule a free in-home estimate or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGUIDA.com.